2008, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Aduna, topical moments and financial shailas.
We'll speak through a few practical shailas, which are negia, the mice which people ask. So I'm sure that some shailas will be negia, each one will take something which is negia to him. Like, excuse my English isn't so. Aleph, as in B'nai Barak, we don't use the English so much, but we'll try it. As much as we can. Dich the Yankee. Shaila number one is a person, a younger man, rented a flat for 3 years. Comes along the balabos after a year, year and a half, and he says the whole building in Eretz Yisrael, most flats are flat, not like here in Golders Green, Vahaglilis, that each one has his own house, but they live in flat buildings. And so in one building, there's about 10, 12 flats. Comes along, the maskir, the far renter, the renter, and he says that since the whole building is building, I would also like to build, to expand my flat. Everybody does it together, it's much cheaper. Says the soicher, the renter, no, said, yeah, I don't mind, as long as it doesn't disturb me, if you go ahead and build. After some time, he starts building outside, noch a wall, noch a door, noch a yent, and then he says, now I've got to build inside. I've got to build inside. I've got to come into your flat. The buildings have got to come in, got to come out, got to put balafas on the floor. Says the soicher, well, I'm not at home the whole day. I'm in Koidel the whole day. I leave in the morning at 9 in the morning and I come back 6 in the afternoon. My wife, she's out working most of the day. So I can't have them coming into my flat, into our flat. To the masculine, I'm sorry, it's my, very nice, you're only the renter. Ich bin the owner, I'm the owner. If I don't build now, I'm going to lose a lot of money. I'm sorry, I appreciate it, but these are my things, my svarim and my furniture which is here. There's a whole of ikuach. The maskir says he's the bayim. The renter says, ich bin der feicher. So, hadinim me. The text is quite simple. Emecholam. Afilu you maskir, you are the baal hadira, but since you've given the rent to, you've rented out your flat to the seicher, for 3 years, you've got no right, the balabos has got no right to do anything which can disturb the shimush of the seich. Om nom, swastaita. So, adrap, we've got a cloud, shari eitzois, loy ninalu. We can always, I have to find the eitzah. You can always find the eitzah. What is the eitzah? The eitzah is, or you pay a man, says the renter, the seich, or pay a man to stay at home. He should be showing and make sure that the work is not disturbed. Or even easier, you, the seich was masking that my wife will take off a week from work. You will pay the hefset which she gets off from the work. You know, it is though. But the klal is that you have to know, once you rent a flat out, you've got no right to do anything unless you make a condition, lechatchila, between the seich. You say, listen, I'm renting you the flat, but you should know, could be I need to build. You make, before you've done a contact with anybody, you can make any condition you want. Because you don't want the condition, don't take it. Once I've given away something, I feel I've only rented it, you can't change anything to do with, which is going to disturb the seicher, you can't do. Number one. Shalom number two. A fellow goes on Shabbos to visit somebody in hospital. We know that nowadays we're very meshubed to chashmal, to electricity. It's a big effort for people to open the door manually. So they've made it either, don't be matriach, chas v'shom, a person should be matriach himself too much. So they made you come inside, automatic, the door's open. Tzush, orim, roshech. Everything is in halavai, upstairs also, when we come up, it'll be automatic door. I'm not so sure. Bal kolponim, we come to the hospital, and the door's open. Shabbos, zagruis ha'shayim, I want to visit my friend in hospital on Shabbos. What do I do? So, night is Shabbos, avadal, you can't go through. Here in Chutzlot it's easier because I can wait for a goy to walk through the door. Once a goy walks through the door, the door's open, I can go through. Omnom, however, we know you're not allowed to have a hanoa from a maisa goy, from maisa akum. That's only if a goy does it for me. If a goy does it for himself, right? Mishnah, Gemara, and Shabbos, does it for himself. He wasn't having for me. Then I'm allowed to have a hanoa. So he's going through because he wants the door for himself. The door's open, I can use it. However, you've got to be very careful, because as far as I understand, the Chumash and Goyisim, even in these automatic doors, as far as I understand, every time you walk through, you cut. I feel like the door stays open for 30 seconds. If somebody else goes through after 20 seconds, it'll be a new sibah for another 30 seconds. Every time you cut the circuit. So if the Goy walks through and 5 seconds later, I walk through, a Viter open cut the circuit for another new 30 seconds. I've got to be careful to go through Mamish with the Goy together in order that I shouldn't break the circuit at all. Right. That's Bagoy. Ba'at in Eretz Yisrael, the Davenenu, Nebuch also Yidin who are still Viter weg, you come to these automatic doors, there's a problem. What's the problem? Chazor's geta doch a Yid, a Fari Yid. A Yid who makes a Melach on Shabbos, there, a Fili does it for himself, and Navi is not allowed to Valor, a Dibishtin Shukhanoch, only a Simon Shin Yachem, or Chaim Shin Yachem. So Yid does a Melach, a Fili Beshege, Kolchkin Bemezit, on Shabbos itself, nobody's allowed to Valor. Moite Shabbos is a Shaila. So a Fili will be done, like Kapskos, we know. Our Teva, a Yid, always has to be done. We spend the Kav's Chus, we say that the Fry Yid is a Tinnik Shenishbo. Tinnik Shenishbo means not his fault, he had bad chinuch, he was brought up in a Fry Mishbocha. So then, he's a Shogig. If so, of a Shogig, also the Shechonor says Shogig, he must never know, another Yid must never know on Shabbos. So he's walking through this door. What shall I do? I feel it, as we say, I'll walk together with him, of a Maite Shabbos. Maite Shabbos from a Yid, another Yid is not allowed to know from it. Is it called Neme for Moshe Shabbat, for Maite Shabbat, and that's the Shaita. This Shaita was asked of Shlomo Zalman Erbach, the Chetzadi Divroche. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Moira Tekechidish. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, Neme for Maite Shabbat is only if you have a Noah from the Chifet itself. For example, you cook something. Something was cooked on Shabbat. He's made a new Chifet. Another Yid is not allowed to have a Noah from this Chifet Shabbat, called Maite Shabbat. Boire is also can sign, you made a boire on Shabbos, you peeled something shaloi kedin, that's called, I'm having a north in the chayfet itself. Any malach which I've made a chayfet. Over here, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, a gewaldig svore. He says, by the door, what was the Maite Shabbos? The Maite Shabbos was in the door. He's now opened the door, but Issa. I'm not having a north from the door, I'm not using the door. I'm using the space where the door was beforehand. Right? That's only, that means he's taken away Meniah from going in. So he's just used the Chifetz itself. The Chaygavnes of Shlomo Zalman Erbach murdered the Kisvorah, and he brings a smach for his Svorah. He says, you find, he brings a smach for his Svorah. He says, there's a Bialocha there, if the Lord brings down, in Shin Yud Ches, he brings down the Shem the Chay Odom, as if somebody brought something from outside the Trum, Shabbos on Shabbos, it's also a malocha, it mustn't come from outside the Trum. Says that the malocha could be there's no din of Maite Shabbos. Why not? Because Maite Shabbos is only when you make a naya chefetz, mamash a chefetz. But this chefetz, the most he bought a cake, or he bought a drink from Michutz Trum. The cake is the Zelba cake, it's the same cake if it's outside the Trum or inside the Trum. The cake is the Zelba cake. He's just done a zaitig a pull, he's bought it. Says the Bialocha, B'Shem Nechai Odom, Amir Dege Chiddush. Since there's no new Chefze, there's no deal of Maite Shabbos. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, Kalvachoyim here. What has he done? He's just opened the door, he's taken away Meniah. He's taken away Meniah to say, Tishka Maite Chefze, Shabbos, and you're left. Le Moshel, for example, can do money as a Chubbeth Igris Moshe somewhere. He says the same Svorach, and Moshe's got a Shaila somewhere, where somebody on Shabbos Nebuch the Shul was locked on Shabbos, and somebody bought the keys on Shabbos. Come on, let's say, he bought the keys on Shabbos, he carried, it was over a tiltu b'shusha rabim, and he opened the door on Shabbos. Are you allowed to walk in to the shul on Shabbos? Is that called Maite Shabbos? Says the Moshe the same svara. The Moshe, I think, uses the morsel, he says, Ma dinoi, if there's a lion outside the shul door, and everybody's scared to go in, comes along somebody, and he shoots the lion. V'chineima, says the Moshe, V'chineima, he must go to the shul, he says, Nehle no Moshe, we Maise Shabbos. He's just taking away the lion. Don't say it's through a melocha, but I'm not using the lion. The lion is taking away the thing which scared me, and automatically I'm walking to the shul. It's not the Zalbazach. The Baal is not the Maise, the Maise itself, you can't, Nafkimina. That's the Gabay, going through Dawn Shabbos. The Mela, someone who's in the hospital, the Achmon and Islam, a Freie Yid, goes through, you, Als Maise Shabbos, it wouldn't be a problem. Can sein that I don't know how to think. Can there be some shayla of chilu Shabbos? Chilu, I'm using the fire. He's going through the door, automatic door by Issa, and I'm jumping with him through the door. Chilu, I'm using here as my Shabbos going. Can I give him a hechshes temple? Can sein? Every year has to know, not everything which is mutter, I should do. But one also has to think what can come out. Maybe if I use it, will say, this Hamish Yid also kicked the tuna, maybe this Fayid went through with a schwerer heart, with a hard heart, right? And yet he said, this Hamish Yid noch mit a Bergen Stramel, noch mit a Bergen Telescope goes through, but he says, I'm allowed to. That's another shayla. He said, I'm not allowed to do, you would be allowed to go through. Wait, Nagia, to us. Ma dinoi, a person on Shabbos, he forgot to take the light out of the fridge. You know, so nowadays, Baruch Hashem, it's very difficult, never. There's no light in the fridge. You have to strain your eyes to see the bottle of milk in the fridge. So they made now a light in the fridge. Oh, well, they don't waste the chashmal. So as you open the door, kum dort na malach, and he puts the light on for you, right? find a belt. A fellow forgot to take the bulb out on Shabbos. He opened the door of the fridge. The light's on. But he gemacht a meister, wäre bescheidig. Can I use the fridge? L'choyra muskel rishon, adan a meise ise, b'shege, steht in Shulchan Aruch, meise ise b'shege, which is done through Yid, is not allowed to be used on Shabbos. Tell us in the selbe svore, same svore, since the meise, the light, the opening of the door, I'm not using the door. What am I using? I want to go in. The door is a maniyah. The door is a maniyah, then you're not allowed. For example, a case would be opened by the keys. We said to open the door, let's say the fellow brought the keys. He gives me the key in the hand. To take the key and unlock the lock, that would be awesome. That would be a chetimsa. According to the Chayal Dom, even that would be mutter, because it's only havor. But to use the key itself, that would be a shayla. But to take away the maniyah, the door was open by shaking on Shabbos, you can take the things in and out the fridge, but you're not allowed to use it. One key. To close your body, you have to put something there to stop it doing. Yeah, the Mamsha Malochim, Mechaz Kibuyim, Mechaz Kibuyim, you can't close it. Or, another example, we know that to open these bottles, the bottle caps, you have these bottle caps with a ring around it. The Ramsha Shaila, are you allowed to open it on Shabbos or not? Because you're making a keli. What keli are you making? You're not making the bottle, you're making the cap. Because the caps, the metal caps of Koponim, is made through a seret na, made through a long metal strip, and it goes on the bottle. It's made on the bottle. The cap is pressed down on the bottle. So as you open the cap, you're making a keli. So chil on Shabbos, we know was all makli to open the things before Shabbos. Ma dino, a person forgot, and he opened the wine bottle, the metal cap before on Shabbos. Can you use the wine? Is that the svara? What's the svara? Since the cap, to use the cap itself, can then you shouldn't use the cap because you made the cap on Shabbos. But there's no issue to take the wine out for the same reason. What's the reason? The reason is the cap was only a zeitige menier. The cap only didn't let. I'm not using the cap. The cap was only a menier to stop taking the wine out. Stump to know about opening. If we talk about bottle tops, stump to know there's an interesting svara. To open a tin on Shabbos, for example. To open a tin on Shabbos, everybody knows the chatzilah. We don't open tins on Shabbos, right? Because you're making a keli. To open a milk. I don't know how you have them here, but in Eretz Yisrael, the milk comes in bags, milk bags. Come in milk bags. Also, to open a milk bag on Shabbos is a shad, you're making a keli, right? To open, what about opening a leban, a yogurt on Shabbos? Is that the same thing as a milk bag? Is that the same or not? The answer is just one yisod. It's a very important yisod, which is easy to know for all the things together. The klal is like this. The klal is, if you've got a keli and you close it, if you close it in such a way that you cannot open it again the place where you closed it. You welded it down so strong that the place where you welded it down, you can't open it anymore. It's broken from that Hashem Keli. For example, a tin of food, a tin of whatever. The welding on the tin is so strong that welding can never come away anymore. You have to now take an opener and make it new. So since you welded it down so strong, it's Oiz Keli. The Keli is Sosum. Keli Otto is not the Keli anymore. You're not opening the top. What you do, you're making a Keli. That's the Shaila on Shabbos. Or for example, the milk bags. Those who know that to solve the milk bags, the same idea. The milk bags, they're welded down, they're melted down the bottom heat through heat. You can't open that place, which is, therefore it's Oiz Keli. You now make a hole, you're making a new Keli. So on Shabbos, that's also. That would be, you could call it making a new Keli. Mitzad Sheni, a yogurt cup, a leaven cup, and yogurt, it's also welded, but it's called a light weld. You can again peel off slowly, you could separate the paper from the cup. And so what does it show? It shows that the Shem Keli from the cup has never become bottled, because you can reopen it. Anything which you can reopen, therefore you would be allowed to open it on Shabbos. Be careful of the lettuce. Or a crisp bag. I don't have still crisps nowadays. Now times, in the sort of Seder times, we have crisps, yes? You just open the top. You pull them open, and they have crisps on the top, right? You can also, it's welded, it's melted down by heat, but you can separate, also like the first separation was before was melted down. That shows the Shem Keli has not become bottled, because you can reopen it. If the Shem Keli has not become bottled, therefore what's the din? Therefore the din is, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Another nafkimine la'anochen rabbi say, in our times my mother's old design gezut and stark, and she used to make eggs. We used to cook eggs in a tin. We used to use the old tin for using eggs. Mm-hmm. What's the reason? Because we know in case you find a blood clot in the egg, everybody knows, just facing from our mamas, if there's one egg and there's a blood clot, then you've got to throw away the egg and cash the tin. if you there's three eggs, then you go Bosarov, and therefore there's no problem, right? The reason why three is enough, really should need 60 eggs. We know in all halachas, there's a bottle of shishim, right? We know the din of shishim. Yeah. Halach is, steht Shulchan Aruch, since there are many sveikas by eggs, the whole child, where the blood drop should be, the yellow and the white, so we'll make it with rov. A kuponi, you need three eggs. So many people used to make blood drops, they used to make, sorry, eggs, right? Two's like, there's more in the other one. It must have three. There's two is 50-50. And therefore you have to, you make it in a tin. The shyest people ask, do I have to toivel the tin? The chagrisha tin. Can I use the tin without toiveling? The answer is the same as before. Since the tin, Elacham was once a tin of a goy. But since the goy melted down the tin in such a way you can't open it anymore, is Givoron Ois Keli. So when I now open the tin, I'm making the Keli. Hey, that Keli was the gemach, which is made for yid. A keli is made through yid, the same tefora. Lo yotzuya, you would be able to open the lid like beforehand, then in the chalam you wouldn't be allowed to use it because the keli made by a goy. Teretz is, since the Shem keli is bottled, the keli is bottled, therefore you're allowed to reuse the keli. Another interesting halacha we had lately on Hilchos Shabbos. A fellow comes to me and he says, I eat every Shabbos morning, I eat hot egg with mayonnaise. Hot egg with mayonnaise. How does he cook? Today you got a kosher lamp and a kosher toothbrush, and a kosher cook guide. Had the new world of kosher. Aus kosher, aus like a gashetite. Where does he get hot eggs with mayonnaise? You know, push it. What a shayla. In the children, he cooks eggs with a peel. He takes, Shabbos morning, he takes out the eggs with a peel, he peels it, mixes it with mayonnaise. And gewaltig, geschmack, me'en, oilom, haze. He says, mamesh, das is mamesh, egg with mayonnaise. So it's nicht poshet. Why? Could be a shayla with the reise. Why is that? Because we know, we've got a klal, that keli rishon is mevashel. Keli, you're not allowed to put anything in a keli rishon. Thus, the mishmur brings down the simichin yud ches in a few places, that's a double gush. Double gush, I say English gush, double gush. A solid, even if you put it in a plate, in a plate, or keli sheni, keli shlishi, it always retains the din of a keli rishon. Why? Because it's solid keli sheni, it says places in Shabbos, because the fanois mekaroish, the wall makes it cold. Or a solid which doesn't touch the walls, no matter remains a kelirish. Come to Christ. He got this hot egg he puts on his plate, the kelirish, even if it's on a plate. He takes mayonnaise, we know how mayonnaise is made, with eggs and oil, which is uncooked. So if the egg is still a keli hot yatzeleves boy, if it's your hot yatzeleves boy, you're running into a shaila of a keli rish, which is mevashel with Shabbos, the person's got to be careful. So you can think a person has to know not only to cook on Shabbos through using the fire. If you make an alf l'shem shomayah, vada alf l'shem mitta oinik Shabbos, vada, versteht sich. But upon the person's got to be careful, a person can be nishu, in a kleine zach, Hagami thinks, that is a mitzvah. Right. Noch a sach. Sigvena meise. Oh, also important haloche. We're talking about bottles. Most bottles which are made by us, which we get, the bottles on all this kelim, if you buy it with the food, as long as the food is inside, you're allowed to use it. On those nishka tables, you want to use it again? You know, then you have to table a bottle, whatever you want to use again. A sachmor, use a wine bottle, and it's half full. You want to put the wine back into the bottle. Pernas to know, the klal is azoi. The klal is to use a nishka table to keili, if the food is in, it doesn't become osa. It doesn't become osa, you're allowed to use it. But to put new food in, you're not allowed to. It's not the word, the bottom, the note main, one time you're allowed to, two times, the second time you mustn't. The Rebbe says, even one time you mustn't use it. Even one time you mustn't use it. Only what? The factory is potter because he, if him is business, his business. But if I buy a new keli, I can't say, look, one time I use it and the second time turn. No. The klal is, if there's a chil tefila, even one time you mustn't. But there's another halacha. The keli, the food doesn't become osa. Once the food is in, you can leave it in as long as you want. Only putting in. You take food out, you want to put it back, there's a problem. See, if so, very often you have Shabbos. You use a bottle of wine, 3/4 of a bottle of wine, you've got a quarter of a bottle left. Next week again, I like Friday night, a whole bottle should stand on the table. You start a Friday night with a fatal bottle of wine. Wait, the Malach thinks he's going to have wine for him. Right? So my whole bottle. So the second week, again, I use 3/4 of a bottle. I was showing 2/4 bottles. So very often, I want to pour one bottle into the other. Just push it. Because most pots can hold, although there's food inside, but to put new food inside, just say, showing a nigh use. I'm using it from nigh. You can't. So you have to know. So what's eater? Later, the person should have at home one bottle, like a table to bottle. One bottle is a table. That all the shirayim he can put inside. So to use, to put back food in the nishka table to bottle, that the shayla you choose without tefil on Shabbos, then it's not so poshut. The lady bottled in Israel comes chutz la'aretz. And there's only one bottle there which is comes from, there's one factory there. There's going to come to Meister Taker, because two shmitters ago, Herr Mishim Karelitz Shlita, he gave a heksher, it's a bezin, he made for all the shmitter dicker wine. All the shmitter dicker wine, some interesting story. And he also should also even the factory also lechatchila should table the bottles, since because by Schmidt is different. Always the factory, he's doing it as business. As Kleis Chayre doesn't need tefila, but Schmidt and Dicker Wine, you mustn't do business on Schmidt and Dicker Wine. Then the gather is he's like he's a shliach. The factory is our shliach for all the Yidden to do the wine. If it's a shliach for all the Yidden, you need tefila. No. Gay Toivlin, 1,000,000 bottles. Take a bottle, put in and out. I imagine you would finish by the next Schmitte. So what did he do? He had a machine, very active thing. They built in the factory, in the wine factory, they built a mikveh. And then by done by machine, the klal is Tfilas Keli doesn't need a man to make. A filler goy can Toivlin a Keli. Just he's not believed to say that you table the keli. It's not believed to say that you table the keli, but fill a goy, also can table the keli. So they built a machine in the factory, a mikveh in the factory, and they got a machine through a moving belt to put all the bottles in through the mikveh, filling up, and through that it was 24 hours a day, with 1,000,000 bottles were tabled through the mikveh, for the water in and for the out. Kuponim, this can listen. If we're talking about Tfilas Keli, just remind another important halacha. The dinit by Tfilas Kelim, a keli, a metal keli, you need tefillah d'oraisa. A metal keli, you need tefillah d'oraisa. Spoons, all of these achim. Very often, a person sends a child to tovel a keli. A child to tovel a keli. A child be'etzem can tovel a keli. I just told you in Shulchan Aruch state, a fila goy can tovel a keli. A tefillah keli doesn't need any kavanah. Any kavanah. Only what? He's not believed to say that he tovel the keli. If a godel sees that he tovels the keli, I was not standing by keli mikir in Bnei Brak. The child comes along and he tovels the keli. So I asked the child, "How old are you?" "Oh, 11 years old." I said, "To who sent you?" "My father. He came with a bunch of keli." So I asked, "So I took a paper because the dimit eight echon nemo be soon. Tfilas keli is also eight echon nemo." So I took a paper and I wrote down, "I saw that your son tovels the keli. Are you duna? And B, please don't do it again." A person has to know. A person has to know that you're not allowed to. Actually, kach. Now, this, you shouldn't laugh, and I'm willing to become myself. A person in Guman comes along for 20 years old, and he said, came on to bed, and he asked him, "Santa Shai," he said, "I remember when I was 10 years old, 11 years old, my father sent me to Tevel Akeli. To Tevel Akeli. Now, I'm not believed. So there's a keli at home somewhere which I toivled. I asked my father, does he remember the story?" He says, "Yes, he remembers the story, of course. He remembers. That day was for Pesach, was out to Pesach. I've got no idea which keli it is. And I've already counted the keli in the house. We have 376 keli in the house, which it could be. Al pi halacha rabbosai, they've got to turn all the kelim over, all the kelim, because there's no din b'ayda, no din bitl, because the class dovah shebeminyan, there's no din bitl. Since each kelim you sell alone, there's no din kelim. This is a lot important to the story about kuponi. It's important a lot which a person should know. Tfilas kelim can only be done all by a godel or ask somebody who's there to go with them. But to rely on a child, you can't rely." I just want to finish. I don't want to finish. Tana Medrash in Parshas Matos. The Medrash in Matos story that somebody of a Tana, he decided to go to Eretz Yisrael. He was walking in the street on his way, and he saw a dead bird. A dead bird. And he saw another bird come along with a leaf, and he put it by the dead bird's mouth. And the dead bird became alive. Shmamino, he said, Shmamino, that this leaf can make transformation. So he says, "I'll take this leaf. I'll go to Etisol, to the Ovatak Doshin, Mavo Mitzokin Yankev, and I'll make them alive." He starts going on the way. He sees a dead lion. "Let's test this leaf if it works." He put it by the mouth of the lion. The lion became alive and ate him up. Says the Medrash Agav, Shmamino, called the Ovid Bish, called the Ovid Tav, the Bish, Bish Ovdin. If you do a favor to call the Ovid Tav, to do a toiver, the Bish, to a bad man, Bish, you're doing it, the face should come to, that's not called a toiver. He did a favor to the lion. Don't do a favor to the lion, it'll only eat you up. You got a rosha, don't do favors to a rosha. You think you're doing him a favor, it's only bad for you. I'm going to state in Medrash. In Medrash state, this fellow had a koyach of Mechayim Esi. What did he do? Instead of using it in the right place, use it for the bad place. The Medrash is telling us, each person's got a koyach. There's not one person in this world who hasn't got a good koyach. The shadow is only, what am I using my koyach for? I can do chesed. I can help somebody else. I can do stoker. There's so many different things in line. The person's got to take in the matzavi, not try something else. In the matzavi, the person's got to know, where can I use my koyaches? Where can I utilize my koyaches for the time? If I use it for the wrong, I'll use it for, I'll get there. The pasuk says, by Yishmoel, Vahiyah lekimes Yishmoel, something for the apostle by he and the kimet Yishmoel. Yishmoel at Tzarte Dishmaya. No? Who wouldn't like Tzarte Dishmaya? You would think Yishmoel became the god of Ador. Says the Pasuk weiter, Vayehi roive kashos. He was a good archer. A good arrow shooter, my language, sorry. Yeah? Arrow shooter. A good shisa. Those are the guns of Vahir and the Kibbeth Ishmael. Tennessee, Ishmael used his yard and Ishmael for the wrong things. Tell them all about myself. A fella had $4 million. $4 million person had. And he had a Ben Yochit. He had one son. Shortly before the son, and he was looking forward. $4 billion. $4 million. I didn't think of it. So $4 million. And he had a Ben Yochit. This man became older. Came along a friend of Yid, Ramesha, Rosha, a Gazlan. The father was blind already. So he came, he spoke, he's the son of the father, and he said, "Father, I need your signature to go to the bank to settle all the accounts." No problem, he signed it. On this paper, it said, "I'm giving over all my money to this person." The father died. And later on, came along this Rosh, this Ganef. He comes to the son. He had to sign. I've got a signed paper that everything is mine. Goes to the court. Gorn Shelford signed the solicitor, Mitados, Mechvist, all the names here, all these mitzvahs. A star, all the money's gone over. Stell dich vor, the sinner, the hatred, the son got to this man. Gegambit von ihm, $4 million, wie soll das ist? A few months go past, says this man to the son, "Let's make a pshore. I want to be good friends with you. You know what? I'll give you $100,000. The son to be maskim was an amashugan. Why? $4 million, $100,000, mashugan. Rabbi Yisai. Esav Horosha wanted to get the broche from Yankiv Avin. What's that broche? Oilam Hazeh with Oilam Haba. Comes along Yankiv Avinu, and the Torah says, a ganvesach zecharayim, right? He mama she chaps away the brochus from Esav. What was left to Esav? Nishna Esav didn't get the brochus. The steht for Hoya, you'll be the event of your brother. You're going to serve your brother. The steht sich, Esav had sinas moves to Yankov. He said, "I'll wait till my father dies and I'm going to kill Yankov." Not only that, he comes along with 400 people and he says, what? Lachashmid zul hara gul abrisak. The steht sich, why not? He's right. I could have had Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Come along, my brother Yankov comes it away. Fine. Says Yankov, "Let's make a pshara. I'll be good with you. What to give him? A few gemalim, a few camels, a few asoines, a few poles." So stayed on the posek. So says a pshara. And he says, he said the shliach to Esav, "Why? I want to be good with you. Please be moichel, and I'll give you." So says a pshara. Doesn't make sense, Rabbi. It doesn't make sense. Answer's one answer. And the Moira de Kivrot will finish with that. I've gone 4 minutes over, someone has to go. I don't want to keep him back. Says Amorit Teretis, Esav was mukhen to give away the whole Bechoyre, which is Tfilah and Avoida, for what? A pot of lentils. Open my mouth. Pot of lentils. Esav came to Moras Amachpele. Moras Amachpele, what did Yankov do? Says Rashi in the last week, says Rashi, he made the whole pile of money. Esav saw that money. What did he do? Hay Moras Amachpele, says the Medrash. Esav says, "No, not to worry. What to Moras Amachpele? A bit of S. A vegan getting to be the kvura with Odom Vechava, who wouldn't pay today $1 million to be buried together with Odom Vechava, Avraham in Yitzhak." Esav says, "No, the money's worth. Tell it to you. Who was Esav? Esav was a person who's mukhen for bissel oile mazeh to give away his whole ruchnia." Mamila Yankov gewusst, he sent a message, "You Esav, no problem, I'll give you gemalim." And it worked. Chazal say, the revach to see will be eider le'eider. Esav said, some more animals, we'll knock animals, and he was happy. That's Esav. What sort of sons, Rabbi said, what's to us? Person to know, that's Esav. Esav can't control himself. He sees a bissel oile mazeh, He focuses his whole ruchnius for Ilamadeh. Ayid Rabbi says just the opposite. We're not misspoiled from Ilamadeh. Ilamadeh can pull us this way, Ilamadeh can pull us that way, Ilamadeh pulls. But Ayid has to learn to control himself. Maybe should help him. Thus is controlling. The person starts his day with a Torah way. He pulls himself away from Ilamadeh. مش أبي ما تليخ نزخر تبين ميس أميك دوش أمي